Well, this is something of a first for us here at Crich Baptist Church. We're going to attempt a thought for the day from our back garden here in Crich. Well, in this time of social distancing, one of the things that we particularly miss is that human touch, being able to shake hands with people, give somebody a reassuring pat on the shoulder or pat on the arm, or kiss somebody. And we're looking forward to the day when we don't have to just wave at people from a distance away, but we can get up close and we can actually shake their hands. Well, in the Bible, it's interesting to actually do a little study of the life of our Lord Jesus Christ, and especially Mark's Gospel, and to notice just how many times there is touching. And touching, of course, of an appropriate kind. How often touching, unfortunately, in this sad and depraved age is tied up with other things. But here we have happier things, purer things, the things that are in the Gospel. Well, we know, of course, there were people who touched the Lord Jesus Christ, and because he is the Son of God, there was supernatural power. The famous occasion of the woman with that issue of blood, who we read about her in Mark chapter 5, verse 27, that she touched his garment and she was instantly healed. Other people too we read about who, when they touched him, they were healed. He himself went and touched different people, and that was the occasion for their healing. Mark chapter 6, verse 5, when our Lord was in Nazareth, we read of him doing that. But it wasn't only simply to convey that supernatural healing power that our Lord and Saviour touched people. There are various other places and times where he didn't have to touch them or reach out to them, but where that was his desire so to do. Think of the leper who came to the Lord and wanted to be cleansed, and our Lord said that he was willing to be cleansed. And in Mark chapter 1 and verse 41, it tells us there that he touched him. There are other occasions too, which we might say show that warmth, that humanity, that friendship, identifying with people, that is so much part and parcel of what it means as human beings to touch each other. And our Lord again, well, it was this time when Peter's mother-in-law was sick and in bed, and he helps her up by the hand, as we read there again in Mark chapter 1, verse 31. But other occasions too, and we think of the mothers taking their children to the Lord Jesus when they came out from Jerusalem. Mark 10 verse 1, it tells us they wanted him to touch them. Well, in a sense, they got more maybe than they expected, despite the disciples being a little overzealous in policing them and enforcing social distancing, basically telling them to go back home. Nevertheless, the Lord rebuked the disciples, blessed the children. And in Mark 10 verse 16, it tells us he took them up in his arms. How touching. I wonder those children, when they grew up, would tell their children how on that famous occasion the Lord himself took them up in his arms and blessed them. Well, we might say, we miss that touch now. We miss being able to show each other that sympathy, that holy kiss, if you like. But the Lord Jesus hasn't changed. Though in heaven, at our right hand of God, our great high priest, he still is able to sympathise with us. And by his Spirit, we can still know his warmth and his friendship, his humanity, perfect, caring, compassionate humanity. And this we can know, even though we can't actually hug and embrace each other, and look forward to the day when appropriately we can do. But our Lord Jesus, we can find him in prayer, find him in our social isolation, and seek that touch from heaven, that caring, compassionate touch, which by his Spirit, any of his children can find today. So may God bless each and every one of us, and may we know his mercy and his sympathy today. Amen.